From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 19th. Coming up, we speak with the University of Illinois student who created an app that provides digital resources to help people manage their own mental health. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced Monday that several regions can lift some of the strictest COVID-19 mitigations, among them East Central Illinois Region 6, which includes Champaign County. Region 6 is among those now moving to Tier 1. That means indoor dining will be allowed with capacity limits. There will also be fewer restrictions on meetings and gatherings, including indoor fitness classes and household gatherings. Officials say the region and much of the state has made progress since Tier 3 mitigations first took effect in November. Nearly 450,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered to healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents in Illinois. The state began this current phase of vaccinations, Phase 1A, about a month ago, and the state is now moving on to its next phase of vaccine distribution. Hannah Meisel has more.
Senior citizens over age 65 and frontline essential workers in Illinois will start getting vaccinated on January 25th. Depending on where they live, local county health departments may already be taking appointment reservations online for those eligible for vaccines in Phase 1B. This upcoming phase includes seniors, as well as teachers, grocery store employees, first responders, postal carriers, corrections officers, inmates, and more. Despite this progress, Pritzker says he's still frustrated by the outgoing president's overseeing of vaccine distribution.
I think you can all now see why I have been upset at times over the course of the last 10 months with the mismanagement by the Trump administration. I don't think they know which end is up.
Pritzker says he's grateful that President-elect Joe Biden intends to invoke the Defense Production Act in order to ramp up manufacturing of COVID vaccines. The governor is also activating the Illinois National Guard to help finish vaccinating healthcare workers. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Champaign and Macon counties are among those counties that say they're already making appointments for vaccinations under Phase 1B. Governor J.B. Pritzker's decision to prioritize vaccinating the state's prison population for the coronavirus is drawing criticism and praise. While federal vaccine guidelines recommend inoculating corrections officers in Phase 1B, Illinois is one of 8 states opting to vaccinate its prison population at the same time. Illinois State Republican leader Dan McConkey voiced outrage about the prison prioritization over the weekend, pointing out that the population is getting vaccinated ahead of people with disabilities. But the ACLU of Illinois says Pritzker's decision is the right one, citing massive COVID outbreaks in prisons both in Illinois and throughout the U.S. Nearly 10,000 Illinois prisoners have contracted the virus and 70 have died. The mayor of Danville says Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream is not fully realized, but still lives in his city. Speaking at a Martin Luther King Day ceremony Monday, Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. mentioned last June's Black Lives Matter march in Danville as evidence people in Danville are ready to come together to protest injustice.
Thankfully, we came together, several hundred of us, I think Chief Yates said almost 500 of us, and we stood together and we marched through the streets of Danville peacefully, in the honor and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, to say this is not acceptable.
The Danville Black Lives Matter march took place 1 week after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Williams said that Danville has not had racial tensions between police and the community for several years, but he says the march sent the message that injustice anywhere is unacceptable. The Carl Illinois College of Medicine is accepting submissions through Friday for its 3rd annual Health Makeathon competition. The program selects 10 ideas for improving healthcare and provides $10,000 in resources, materials, and mentorship. U of I chemistry grad student Youssef Shariati was among the 2019 winners. He and his wife got their idea after their newborn was diagnosed with jaundice. That's a condition marked by yellowing of the eyes and skin that's treated by placing the baby underneath an intense blue light for long periods of time.
The biggest thing is just the separation from the mother and father, basically my wife and I, inside this sort of basin. And I thought he was cold, he's uncovered and exposed. And it was really, I'm going to say, even traumatizing also, because the first thing you want to do is just hold and hug your baby and make them feel safe.
Shariati says the program helped the couple design and create a wearable phototherapy suit that would allow parents to hold their babies during the jaundice treatment. Still to come, an interview with another past Health Makeathon winner, Ananya Cletus, who developed an app that provides digital resources to help people manage their own mental health. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman. People who've navigated tough situations in healthcare often have the best ideas for how to improve the system. And the Carl Illinois College of Medicine is looking to provide support for such ideas. I spoke with U of I senior Ananya Cletus, who was among last year's winners of the Health Makeathon competition.
Basically, it sort of started for me when I found out that I had bipolar disorder. And so I started really struggling in school and struggling with my mental health. And I ended up taking almost 2 years off from school to focus on my mental health. And it was during that time that I had the idea for Anemone, which is the app that I'm working on. It's a mental health crisis app. And it basically connects users to the ability to create their own crisis plan. For example, what are some warning signs they have, early symptoms, medications they're on, treatment facilities, you know, emergency contacts, that kind of stuff. And it puts it all in one place where they can easily share it with their support system, family, friends, as well as, you know, first responders, mental health professionals they might be seeing. And then the app also includes emergency resources such as local and national hotlines, text lines. It has coping skills from cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, and then a virtual grounding box, sort of a technique people use when they're feeling emotionally overwhelmed or stressed or whatever it may be, where you sort of focus on a specific thing or a specific sensation to basically get you out of your head. And so the inspiration for that really was just my own struggles with mental health, with crisis situations, because I think that's one of the most stigmatized topics, even within mental health, but it's such a big issue on college campuses, especially.
When you were going through those really challenging times, is an app like this something you were looking for at the time and you couldn't find it? Like, how did you come up with the idea that this is a need that I want to try to meet?
Yeah, no, it's definitely based on my own real experiences. I had a lot of crisis situations, to be completely blunt, relating to like suicidal ideations, panic attacks. And I noticed that this is a common thing among students where people don't really know what to do. And I think growing up, you learn about, you know, physical health a lot. You learn about things like stop, drop, and roll, CPR. People even know like the Heimlich maneuver. But if you start talking about a mental health emergency, you'll get a bunch of blank stares. Like, that is not something people are ever taught growing up or that they learn about. So even for me, when I first found out about, you know, my diagnosis, about the different things I was going through, I had no idea how to approach it. And so usually in a lot of crisis situations, it ends up being that the police are involved. And it's like, it's honestly like a really terrifying situation to be in. And so I really wanted to create a way where people could have access to the crisis plan wherever they are, and they could share it with friends and family. And it's all organized in one place. So everyone is on the same page. Everyone has access to that information. And also give students the ability to, you know, manage their own mental health with digital tools.
Ananya, can you talk about what role the Health Makeathon program has played in helping you develop this concept?
I mean, the Health Makeathon has been such an incredible experience. Like I said, my background is in computer science and engineering, so it's been really wonderful to sync up with a lot of people who have medical experience. And the thing that I love the most about the program is that there's such a breadth of different, you know, mentors with different expertise, students. Even when I was attending the pitch event, I was just blown away. And then even as a winner, I've been amazed by just the different opportunities that have been available to the winners. So they've connected me with the Siebel Center of Design, Carl Med. We've had some legal issues to navigate in terms of HIPAA compliance, obviously, you know, with the digital app. And they have just had so many connections and mentors they've been able to provide for us, which have been really, really helpful. So yeah, it's been a really, really good experience.
That's Ananya Cletus, an undergrad at the University of Illinois and one of the past winners of the Carl Illinois College of Medicine's Health Makeathon program. The contest is open to all Illinois residents. The deadline to apply is this Friday. Find more information at IllinoisNewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries this evening and a high of 36 degrees, west winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, cloudy with a chance of flurries, a low of 18 degrees, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, going up to a high of 35 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and myself. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Moline today. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.